Hi, this is Ray New, Story Doctor, bringing you a story from Numbers 21. It's the Bronze Serpent. Please listen carefully to this story so we can think about it together after we're finished. A little introduction to this story. The Israelites have been wandering in the wilderness for a very long time now, and they're getting close to entering the Promised Land. They encounter a couple of kings that God gives them victory over. And they have had an early success. And perhaps this plays into what comes next. Let's listen to the story. The people of Israel set out from Mount Hor, taking the road to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. But the people became impatient with the long journey, and they began to speak against God and against Moses. "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die here in the wilderness? There's nothing to eat, and there's nothing to drink, and we hate this horrible manna." So the Lord sent poisonous snakes among the people, and many were bitten and died. Then the people came to Moses and cried out, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take away the snakes." So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord told him, "Make a replica of a poisonous snake and attach it to a pole. All who are bitten will live if they will simply look at it." So Moses made a snake out of bronze and attached it to a pole. Then anyone who was bitten by a snake could look at the bronze snake and be healed. And that's our story, the bronze snake. Normally we would suggest that in our sessions with people in many countries, they would answer questions such as, "What do you like about this story? What do you not like about this story? Who might you want to be in this story and why? What are some things we could learn from this story that we might share with others? Or what are some things that we feel we should do?" I thought perhaps today we could answer a few of those in ways that people typically respond to this story. So for example, when we ask, "What do you like about this story?" Well, in this story, there's not a whole lot that people do like. When we ask, "What do they not like?" Well, there's a lot. They don't like that the people are complaining. They really don't like the snakes. They don't like that the snakes are all over the place and they're biting people and many people are dying. They don't like that they're in a place where there's no bread and no water and no food until they realize, oh, there really is food. They have manna, which God gives them miraculously every morning. So they have good food, but perhaps they've grown tired of it. They don't like that when the people pray, God doesn't take the snakes away. Can you relate to that? Do you have times when you pray wanting God to do a very specific thing and He answers in a way different than you were asking? What do you do about that? How do you respond? Is it okay that God answers prayer but does it in a different way? Perhaps our response would say something about where our heart is. When asked who they might want to be in this story, people would say, "Well, I would hope I would be someone who's not complaining. But if I am complaining and I get bit by a snake, I hope I would be one who would look at the bronze snake so that I could be healed." And that seems very logical. And at first glance, we might think, well, everybody's going to look at the bronze snake. But when we take time to really discuss this story and what's happening in that camp day after day of people being bit and dying, the other things associated with that are that they are family members, friends, maybe children, maybe they're loved ones from your own family, and you have to bury them. And many people realize that they probably are blaming God for sending the snakes. So they're hurt. They're angry at God. They have very strong feelings against God. So then when God doesn't take the snakes away, those strong feelings are still there, and they realize that some people probably would still be holding a grudge so strongly that when the bronze snake is put on the pole and they have a chance to be healed, they might decide, well, if God's going to take away my loved one, I don't care what else he does. I don't like a God like that. And they would refuse to look at the bronze snake and be healed. What about us? Do we have times of blaming God for bad things that happen? Do we have times that we are so caught up in assigning responsibility and blame that we fail to consider what might be the real root cause? The people in this story, while we don't know how long it took them, they did realize the root cause. They realized that they sinned when they spoke against the Lord and against Moses. I hope as you listen to this story and as you think about it more, you realize that there's a lot in these stories that can teach us still today. Grumbling and complaining are serious business. If God chooses to respond to our grumbling and complaining in such significant ways today, would we be quick to assign the blame to God or to ourselves? This is Ray New, the Story Doctor, thanking you for joining us for a story from God's Word. You can learn more about our ministry at spoken.org. That's SPOKEN.org. Thank you.